I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We're a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky, scary things.
Spooky, scary things.
And we really like self-care for yourself. Oh, I was trying to do like
a little bit of R&B.
I was trying to, yeah, I was trying to change it.
Yeah.
Because I go really high.
I like a slow jam.
Maybe. But I went fast too. I don't know. I went too fast into it.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
We'll workshop it.
We'll get together, make some ideas. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do? Oh, I had a good one. Oh, I started watching Queer Eye, the new season. I think it's season 10. It's so good.
Someone last night said, don't talk to me until you've seen Queer Eye. And I was like, wait, but Jonathan Van Ness. And they were like, okay. You're okay.
I don't think like, it's, I cry every episode. Like, wholesome cry, where I'm like, that's so precious. Like, it's touching. It, like, touches your heart. And it just, like, is a feel-good, sweetness, positive, uplifting show. And I love it so much.
I've been watching videos on TikTok of people receiving puppies for Christmas.
Oh, my God. That always makes me cry.
I'm like,
puppies. Why? Anytime someone gets a surprise puppy, it makes me cry.
Or like people coming home and after not seeing their family for a while, I lose my shit.
G-damn.
Those
mind.
Are my like wholesome cries.
Yeah. If you need a wholesome cry, watch Queer Eye. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
I'm excited. I'll watch it.
Yeah. You have to watch it. So that was my self-care. I'm like, there are good people in the world.
You know what? You just have to shift through the shit to see the good.
Yeah, and a lot of these people, like, some of them have, like, hard backstories.
But where that, it's like, makes some people
where they're like, I had kids, and then my husband just randomly left and was like, I'm going on a business trip, and then texted her and was like, P.S., I'm in the Philippines. Bye. Never heard from him again. She's got children, by the way.
I can't even imagine
like,
that. I can't even imagine that.
I cannot. Like, who does that? I don't know. Anyways, and then the Queer Eye guys come in, and they're so happy, and they change their lives.
And they're giving them hugs and love.
And it's, like, more than just, like, a makeover show. It's, like, truly, like, life-changing.
They probably bring them Community, too, you know?
It's so good. It's so good. You should watch it.
I'll watch it.
What did you do?
I went shopping with my dad, and it was really fun. We went to the mall to find stuff.
Let's go to the mall.
I gotta be honest with you.
The mall sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so my dad, it's after Christmas, so I can talk about it. My dad wanted to get my mom like a yoga set, so we went to Lululemon. But.
Oh my God. What did he get? Is it cute? Tell me all the details.
I'll tell you the details. My dad wanted to find something bright, right?
Bright and cute and cheery.
They didn't have anything bright, cute, or cheery.
What?
It was all black, neutrals. Navy, and brown. So I said, well, that's unfortunate, but there's always next year. We got
some bright colors at the studio. What is he thinking?
I know you have stuff at the studio. I even said, but maybe.
We've got like yellows and blues.
That's what we were looking for, blues and yellows.
Really?
So maybe next year.
Okay.
We'll talk.
I'll still get a
30%
discount, so I'll just, like, come over and...
Oh, I actually want some stuff. Yeah. Do you actually get a discount?
Yeah.
We'll talk. I have pictures of things.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, so there's that. But we just... So then I was like, okay, let's go to Athleta. Athleta, same situation.
everyone's into this whole like neutral thing, and I'm like, ew, neutrals.
And she has all that stuff. It's not like, so it's like, and I love neutrals. You know me.
Sure. Like, well, there's like some basics that you can have for your closet.
Yeah.
But like a fun color. Like I was saying last week, I was like, I literally put on like some bright colors. Yeah.
That's why I remembered this.
Feel happy.
So and then I was like, okay, we'll go to Nordstrom. Zella has a good line. Same situation there. We go to Fabletics because, you know.
They have a store?
Yeah. Oh. I actually like, really love it. And the people there were like really great.
Okay.
So we found a red set. And we got my mom the red set.
Oh my God. She's going to look so good in that.
I know. And she doesn't have a lot of red. So she needs it.
We like a bright red? Like a cherry red? Or is it more like a wine red?
It's more like a cherry red.
Ooh, she's going to look so
like,
good.
It's like bright. It's
she's
great.
Like going to be a little hot mama.
So we got her like leggings and they have like holes in them.
Cute.
So something different. Yeah. And then we got her like a sports bra. She's always like, why do I have this? I'm like, but we also got her like a hoodie to put over it.
So cute.
It's so cute. It's so cute. My dad even had to go to like,
is she doing yoga?
No, we're trying to get her to like be more active and stuff. Cause she's like, my dad's, he's retired. He's bored. He wants to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get her to like be more active. Okay. So,
fun.
Yeah.
A little hard in the winter, but
it is hard in the winter. But we don't also, I'm like, well, you don't want her in January going to the gym because it's like,
oh, the worst.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait till February. Anyways, so we just got her like a cute outfit. There just wasn't a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, you just heard how nothing many stores you we had to like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got her like some on. Cute sweaters. She got like a cashmere sweater. Like we got her some good stuff.
Cashmere.
But it was really fun because like me and my dad went to Wetzel's Pretzels and then we went to Maggiano's for dinner. It was just a fun time.
It was a fun little daddy daughter date.
He had never been to Five Below because we do stocking stuffers.
Five Below's the best.
Yeah. So like I thought we were done because we had a hard time finding and I was like, oh, let's go to Maggiano's. My dad's like, I need stocking stuffers.
Oh my God. That's the best part of Christmas.
And it was at Park Meadows and there's a Five Below across the parking lot.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. So I said, you're either going to love this place or hate it. So we found stocking stuffers for everybody but me.
And he loved it.
Oh my God. He loved it. He bought, it's so fun. He bought my brother and my brother-in-law and Keith Nerf guns.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how that goes. And like Bane, he got him like a marble game. It's so fun. Yeah. And like socks for.
That's a smart idea. I need to go to Five Below. Now that you've said
just
that.
For stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Well, guys, Christmas hasn't happened here. Keith and I'm teaching him like that when we have kids, my stocking needs to be filled. So me and Keith like fill each other's stocking.
Well, that's like part of wifey.
Yeah. So I'm teaching him now, right now. So like when we are done with Christmas and we come back after the night, we just like open our stockings. It's like a cute little thing we've been doing. So, yeah. And that's actually like probably one of my favorite parts of Christmas when we're coming
home. Wait, you guys are opening your stockings now?
No, we do it like when we come home on Christmas Day.
Oh, I see.
It's like after you do family things. After the madness and craziness is done, we like come back. So,
and that's your thing that you get to do together.
Yes. That's me and Keith's like thing we've been doing. Yeah. Like it's our tradition that we've been doing for the past. This will be our third year. So yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun hanging out with my dad. I always enjoy that.
Christmas, best time of
the year. Wait, what's the NSYNC? Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
I was like, yeah.
After Christmas right now. They're like, guys, stop. And we're like, listen.
Christmas is over. Okay.
So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So I'm going to tell you this fucked up story.
What?
About.
You're not going to tell me about sunshine and rainbows?
No, unfortunately. This is the murder of Bridget Cleary, the last witch burned in Ireland.
You are on a witch kick right now.
I'm on a witch kick. I'm feeling magical. I'm feeling spooky. Feeling historical.
Well, we're going to go see Wicked next week, so.
Okay, so it sort of fits. Mm-hmm. So I have a whole bunch of sources that I'll list in the show
guys,
notes.
We always make sure to list our
But there sources, was some which... there were some good ones. Also, Lore is a podcast that I really love.
Yeah, I know Lore.
But they were they actually had like a couple like TV series with
Wasn't
episodes.
It on YouTube?
Or
I think it was Amazon TV.
It was on Prime, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Amazon TV, that doesn't exist.
Amazon TV, I know what you meant. So I did watch one of their episodes. It was season one, episode three, called Black Stockings, about this story.
Okay.
And it was really good. Like, the acting was good. I felt like it was, like, kind of a vibe.
I love when the acting reenactments are good.
And also, like, they're really good at, like, piecing together, like, history in a way that, like, gives you context, I guess.
Well, what year did this take place?
So, I will tell you. Well, actually, we're going to start out when Bridget Boland, that's her maiden name, was born. She was born on February 19th, 1869.
So that's why I ask, because it's hard. You have to piece stuff together when it's that old.
So she was born in the southern region of Ireland, a place called County Tipperary, in a village named Ballyvadleia. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I didn't
Okay, but like, it sounds right. You said it with such conviction.
Well, thank you. I am part Irish. So,
well, look at your brother's beard and
his red beard. So,
blonde-ass hair, red beard.
I don't know much about Bridget's childhood. Also, it's not really relevant to this story.
I don't think a lot of stories post about their childhood.
Well, also, it's a woman, and like, no one gives a shit about women in that time. So, like,
oh, they do now.
Who's like, oh, what changed? Track. So, we start our story when Bridget was 18. She was living and working as a dressmaker's apprentice, which was, like, also, just side note, like, kind of uncommon for the time. Like, that's, like, kind of, like, a big deal if you're a dressmaker's apprentice at 18.
Can I ask a question? I'm going to ask it anyway. Were dressmakers men, or were they still women, like, at this time?
No, I mean, there is women that were dressmakers, but, like, it was just for her to be that young as a dressmaker's apprentice was a little bit unusual.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like, wait, what?
So she was living in the village of Clonmel, which was 15 miles away from her birth town of Ballyvadleia. It was there that she met and married a 27-year-old man by the name of Michael Cleary. So he was a cooper, which is basically a craftsman who makes barrels. So he would, like, work the wood to make barrels for goods and then other sort of,
I was gonna ask for, like, beer
things. Yeah, like beer or wheat or, like, literally anything that you could put in a barrel.
That's kind of a cool sounding job. Oh, me, I'm just a cooper. What's that?
I'm just a cooper.
Wouldn't you like to know?
MBD.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
So they had met and married within the month of August.
Do we like him?
We'll get there.
No.
So, I don't know. They met and married in the same month, which is, like, you know, olden times is, like, people didn't waste time getting hitched.
I mean, some people, within, I'm not gonna mention names, had to wait 6 years.
That's a, like, short. But also, I bet, like, the...
It's me, I'm people.
The living age was, like, 50, so...
That's true.
So, anyways, after they married, Bridget ended up moving back to her hometown of Ballyvadleia.
How far was 15 that?
15 miles.
50?
15.
15, okay. So not, like, crazy far. No.
So she went back to basically, like, from what it seems from the research, I don't know for sure, but what it seems like is that she went back to basically, like, help her father take care of her sick mother.
Okay. So I was wondering if there was an element of, like, taking care of the family that she was moving back. And did he move with her?
No. So he stayed behind in Clonmel being a cooper.
Okay.
And so for the first year of their marriage, they lived apart. And they did the whole long distance thing, which was probably weird in the 1800s. So
yeah, Bridget, that would be hard.
She was really good at being on her own. Like, she was an independent woman. She was super intelligent. She knew how to read, which, like, at the time,
sadly not common.
Yeah. Yeah. Was, like, pretty uncommon. So, and so she would make money on her own, and she basically knew how to sustain a life for herself.
Yeah.
And so she took care of a flock of chickens, and she sold the eggs to neighbors. She was pretty fearless. She had no qualms about going to deliver her eggs to her neighbors. And keep in mind, like, this is Ireland in the 1800s. So people aren't, like, cookie cutter houses 15 feet apart. Like, there might be like a 3 mile walk between houses or
That's
something.
Nice of her, because I can tell you so I wouldn't be doing
she'd
that.
Be like, yeah, let me go deliver these, like whatever, walk alone, no problem.
Which I don't like this right
Michael
now.
Wasn't super fond of, because he was like, you're a woman, don't do that, whatever. But she was like, whatever, I don't care, I'll do what I want, don't tell me what to do. And she also had purchased a Singer sewing machine, so which at the time was like a very big deal.
I was wondering, because I know Singer's
with, like the pedal.
Yeah.
And so she really got to hone her skills as a dressmaker.
I don't know if we had a Singer or it was a brand called White, but we have one of those at my parents' house.
One of the antique ones?
Yeah, oh, that's really cool.
So yeah, she was able to take her apprenticeship skills from being a dressmaker and apply them to making dresses for the people of her hometown.
That's so cool.
And she also was a hat maker, so she could make hats. Like, she was like killing it, dude.
Hat She's makers, like, they use mercury, so I know some people like that did hats for a living. Yeah, that's why. Huh. Sorry, I'm gonna tell you a fun fact. Hat makers were called Mad Hatters because when they were making top hats for men, they used mercury.
And mercury literally mercury makes you insane.
Mercury exposure. Good. Wow. Don't know what happened there. Made people go like actually mad.
Yeah.
So that's where the term Mad Hatter came
interesting.
From. Sorry, when you said that, I was like, because I remember that.
Okay. Well, she did not have Mad Hatter disease.
Good, good, good. She wasn't doing too many hats.
No. So, unfortunately, Bridget's mom died.
Aww.
And so Michael moved back to Balivadlia.
But they saw this coming, right? So, like, they it was sad. Knew. It like, was sad, was, but they, like...
She was on the decline, it okay. kind of seemed like.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he moved back, and the couple moved into the Boland family home to now take care of Bridget's dad, Patrick. So, the Boland house is described as the best house in the village.
Okay.
They were pretty well off.
Here's my question. So they took care of their mom in one house and then they were in another house to help her dad?
No, the couple then, like, Michael came back and moved in with her in
okay.
the family house.
Sorry, I was just like, I'm confused. Okay. Yeah. No,
so
same place.
Where most homes were kind of like windowless mud huts with like thatched roofs. Their house was made of stone, and it had glass windows and a slate roof. So they were, like, kind of fancy as fuck. And
I wish I had windows in my home.
I live in a mud hut. Although not a lot of people wanted that house because it was said to be built near a fairy fort. Now,
I know Ireland. They like their fairies.
Yes, they love some folklore on fairies. So let me just pause on Bridget's story for a moment and just give you a little bit of deets about the fairy folklore and
Please
like how
do.
Serious Irish people are about fairies. So according to wildernessireland.com, there's an article about fairy folklore, and a fairy fort is essentially the remains of Iron Age and early medieval ring forts. So they're kind of like basically like ruins mm-hmm. of medieval forts.
Okay.
And it is said that fairies live in these ruins. And there are like thousands of these forts still remaining in Ireland. So
to this day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Farmers and landowners often plow and mow around them so as not to like piss off the fairy people.
Well, the fairies will like come after you and you do not want
they
that.
They will get you. Yeah. Like, and that's my next thing is that according to Irish folklore, the fair folk need to be respected.
Yeah.
So they could either be really wonderful and kind of like grant you good luck if you treat them well.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Like, Irish people are like, no, you want them like... If you help them, they will help you.
Exactly.
But if you fuck them
but if
over,
you disrespect
they'll fuck
them,
you over worse.
Yes, exactly. So they are kind of makers of chaos. They could often ruin your entire crop system. Like, you know, they could fuck some shit up if yeah. you were disrespectful to them. And it was kind of like one of those things where, like, literally if anything bad happened, they'd be like, it's the fairies, you know?
I wish I had some to blame on.
It's kind of like an easy way to be like, you done pissed off the fairies.
Oh, great. The fairies again.
God damn it. Our crop is ruined. So people would hang garlands of marigolds and primroses on their doors, or they would wear wood of the ash, rowan, or blackthorn, or a bag of clover around their necks as a way to ward off fairy encounters. And according to legend, fairies are not fond of iron, salt, or bread.
I was going to ask if there were things they didn't... Bread is kind of a weird one. Right? Wouldn't you want to leave that as an offering?
Exactly. Because, like, there's certain, like, things where you can offer, like, a sweet bread. So I don't know if, like, maybe they don't like savory bread. Well, because
bread is one of the things, like, you can leave on your counter. So that's why it's easy to, like, because you can leave it out. It doesn't go
and
bad. I've
definitely heard that if you have, like, an altar or something and you're trying to, like, connect with the fae, then you, like, leave out, like, sweet bread and...
That's so strange. Yeah, so yeah, that's why I'm like, wait, bread is the one thing, like, I'd want to leave.
Okay, that's not one I've heard of.
Because bread, it can be hot or cold. Like, it's one of those things you can have room temperature. Yeah, so, totally. Yeah, okay.
So anyways.
Maybe people make bad bread and they're like, ew.
So there are accounts of humans being kidnapped by the Fae. And what? A doppelganger or a changeling would replace them in the human world.
Isn't there a movie called Changeling?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So this would regularly be the common explanation for women or children who suddenly started acting out, who started behaving differently, or even became sick, which is like fucked up.
I wouldn't want that to happen. I wouldn't want them to be like, you're a Changeling. Right. Like, no, I'm not.
I'm just
feeling my emotions.
Right? And or you're having like a mental health crisis.
Yeah, which, like, happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I immediately thought of. I was like, oh no, somebody having a mental health crisis.
Yes, so you know where this is going. Yeah. Yep. So the common method for dealing with a changeling.
Okay, I was going to ask, what do you do?
Is to place them over a fire. Bothered by the extreme heat, the changeling will go back to the fairy realm, and the real person will come back to their body.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I just think of like. Not a great. Pig roast kind of thing. Like.
Exactly. Just, you know, turn them over the fire and hopefully they get cured. You know,
definitely
and
not if they don't, scare them out of whoopsies, acting.
Whoopsies, we killed someone. Yeah. You know, like.
Oh no, but they were changeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, I know exactly where this
So a lot of women and children died by this way of. "Quote unquote handling the changeling,
God, dealing with their mental health crisis. That's great.
And in a surprise to no one, the people often accused of being changelings were educated and successful women who didn't fall in line with the social norms of the time, or were difficult wives who didn't listen to their husbands. Very similar.
I just hate that you're like, you know, I fucking hate my wife. Also." She's changeling. Acting crazy. Changeling.
Right. Like, so very similar fuck? In how many women were accused of being witches in the past.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but a different name.
People would call us witches. Like, if For we sure. were back in those days, they'd oh, be like, yeah. they're a witch. And we're like, probably.
Probably. So thank you, patriarchy.
Yeah. We love you. Just
and then,
kidding.
You know, in the way of, like, the children that were being accused of changelings, sadly, it was kind of like, if they died by fire, it was like one less mouth to feed, which is like so fucked up. But
I mean,
like,
I thought that when you were telling me that. Yeah. But also, like, kids act crazy all the time. And
because they're kids.
Because they're children. Like, yeah. Children don't know how to regulate their emotions. No. They're learning. Their brains aren't fully developed. Like,
yeah.
I think of reasons I cried as a kid, and it's funny now. Like, a kid's like, he cried because it wouldn't let him eat a worm. Right. Like, kids yeah. are like, crazy. What? So,
yeah. So,
that's so sad.
Not the best.
No, not at all.
Okay, so with all of that being said, all that background information on fairies, Bridget Cleary was reported missing in March of 1895. It is reported that on March 4th, 1895, she set out to deliver some eggs to her father's cousin, Jack Dune,
who knew this walking thing was not a good idea at yeah. all. So
he lived 3 miles away, mm-hmm. and along the journey to Cousin Jack's house, she passed by the fairy fort called Kinnegrinne. Sorry, it's spelled like Kyle Grinnegrinne. It is pronounced Kinnegrinne.
You painted a picture, thank you.
After she returned home,
Okay.
Bridget fell ill. She couldn't seem to warm up, and she complained about a raging headache. Like, she felt like, she just felt like shit. She was
Here's my thing. Didn't she just probably get a cold because she was out in the cold?
Because it's fucking March. Yeah.
Yeah.
So her condition...
I feel like shit when I do anything active outside for a long time when it's cold out. Like, yeah. I come back and I'm like, well, I'm sick now.
She's going 6 miles. She's got to go 3 ways, 3 miles there, 3 miles back. Like, that's a long time.
And who knows how many layers she was wearing or she had gloves. Nothing. Like,
yeah. Okay. So her condition became increasingly worse over the next few days. Her father, Patrick, went to go fetch a doctor, but the doctor couldn't come. He tried to get the doctor to come to the house 2 more times, and by that time, it was the 9th day that Bridget was ill. So we're at March 13th now.
Okay.
The doctor finally arrived to the home. He had diagnosed her with slight bronchitis and nervous excitement, whatever the fuck that means.
I wish that was a comment. They're like, Kim can't go to work. She has nervous excitement.
She has nervous excitement.
And they're like, oh God, I hope it's not contagious.
Don't give me that. Like,
what's the word? I hope it's not contagious. I hope I'm not nervous excited.
Right. So he gave her husband, Michael, and her father, Patrick, some medicine to give her.
Okay.
But he did still call for a priest to come to give her her last rites just in case she died.
Bronchitis.
Just in case.
Well, nervous excitement.
The 1800s. People were fucking dying left and right over some dumb shit. Like,
I'm saying now you don't even have.
It's not the slight bronchitis. It's the nervous excitement that'll get you.
If your heart rate's going.
Dead. So anyways, she didn't die just yet. But he's like, let's get the priest out here just in case. So you like make your way to heaven in case you die.
Oh my God. No.
So family and friends came to see her over the next few days. And Michael became increasingly worried about Bridget's health and started thinking that her ailments were from a supernatural source.
Okay, Michael.
Calm down, Michael.
So, you know what I know about Michaels is they
suck. So he sought out, sorry if you're listening, your name's Michael, not you. He sought out a local fairy doctor for an herbal remedy after cousin Jack voiced his suspicions that Bridget was not herself. Cousin Jack is stirring the pot. And he's like, she seems off. I don't think that's your wife. Could she
cousin Jack,
maybe be
she fucking
a changeling?
She delivered eggs to you,
cousin Jack.
Maybe she was cold and tired. Maybe that's why she wasn't acting right.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go get yours.
Cousin Jack.
And bread.
Was physically disabled, so he couldn't, like, work labor things.
Yeah,
so
he was
known as, like, a person of the town who, like, was an expert on local fairy stories.
So I'm mad at Cousin Jack right now.
Cousin Jack is just spreading rumors left and right because he didn't have shit to do. So, anyways.
I don't care if he had a physical ailment. He should have gotten his own shit.
See how that feels. Michael hears Cousin Jack say this, and he's like, yeah,
she has been acting.
You know what? Bridget is actually, like, 2 inches taller, and she's, quote, too fine to be my wife. And
did fine mean what it means now?
I don't know. That's why I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm looking up 1800s too fine definition. Yeah. Because you know how things change. People are like, damn, she bad.
She's too fine and 2 inches taller to be his wife. So the men were like, yeah, I think she's definitely a changeling. And they believed that the real Bridget had been captured by the fae folk and that this person that they were taking care of was an imposter.
Okay. In the 1800s.
Too fine? What
does
it mean?
Too fine meant very delicate, narrow, or small. So it's... So she's 2 inches taller, but too fine.
She's too skinny to be his wife. She's fucking sick, you dick. She's been sick for 9 days.
But then if she, like, wasn't...
She's too delicate.
Then she'd be too...
Too delicate.
Jesus Christ, that's so stupid.
The fucking patriarchy. So anyways, they're like, yeah, she's definitely a changeling. Okay, this is about to get fucked up, like, real quick. So, yeah. Trigger warning, this is incredibly violent and quite appalling. So,
oh, God.
On March 15th, after receiving the herbal remedy from the fairy doctor to drive the changeling out of Bridget's body, Michael convinced cousin Jack and her dad Patrick to help him pin her down so that he could force feed Bridget the concoction.
Was she not drinking it?
She did not want to. She was like, no. And maybe also, she was like kind of delirious. Like, she's been sick for 9 days and it tastes like shit. And they're like, drink it. And she's like, no. And so
maybe it didn't make her feel any better.
It becomes this kerfluffle where they're holding her down. They're force feeding her this fairy doctor potion. Now, there were other relatives there. Right? Because they all kind of like had come to see her
and take care of her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So according to witness accounts, Michael shouted at Bridget over and over asking if she was the real Bridget. And then when she tried to fight back from being force fed.
Well, I'm sure she's like, yes, please. I don't feel good.
Yeah. He yelled at her, take it, you witch, or I'll kill you.
Oh, that sounds like he verbatim. Didn't kill
that's
her.
What he said. So then...
Wait, is that bad? You shouldn't be yelling that at people?
Yeah, maybe don't threaten your wife. Then to drive the fairy out, the women threw urine on her and threatened her with a hot poker.
How the fuck did... I have to ask, was somebody like, you're just going to have to throw urine? And they're like, well, God, it's going to be a sacrifice, but we'll take it.
You know what? We're just going to
piss all
over her.
Like, who the fuck thinks of...
Who thinks of this?
Like... Where did this come from? Were they just like, maybe pee? I don't know. Let's try it.
I think it's really just a form of...
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Humiliation. Yeah,
humiliation. Thank you. I was like...
And like trying to degrade someone, right? That's what it feels like to me.
If I ever was mentally ill enough that I was throwing my pee, it would not be in a helpful way.
Is perhaps maybe the mentally ill one because she's a little bit delirious and sick or whatever. Well, I guess they're also mentally
fun
ill.
Fun fact, when you get stung by a jellyfish, pee does nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I was like, well, people would think like, oh, but what if they got... No, it doesn't do anything. It's just a weird thing. Somebody probably wanted a golden shower and they're like, I got stung.
Give me the piss.
Did you like my face? Yeah, tongue out and like fingers.
So,
give me the piss.
Yeah, they threw urine on her. They threatened her with a hot poker. They were literally burning her forehead with this hot poker.
What the fuck? That's a tender area.
Yeah. And again, Michael is questioning her over and over. And witnesses said that Bridget seemed wild and deranged. I'm like, yeah, you're torturing her, you psycho. Like, duh.
If I'm getting
what did
poked
you expect
in the head,
her to be like calm and cutesy? Like, what are you fucking
very
talking
demure,
about?
Very demure, very cutesy. Like,
you're
if
torturing
I,
her.
If I'm getting
piss on her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm like, that makes me
it's
nervous.
It's ridiculous.
They're throwing piss on her. They're touching her with a hot poker. I think it'd be a little more fucking insane if she was just accepting it completely and chilling. Like, no.
No.
Fucking A.
So by the end of the evening, the house seemed to be very calm and quiet. And the next day, Bridget even put on her fashionable clothing that she liked to wear that she had made for herself because she was a dressmaker.
Yes.
And she seemed like more like herself. She was like, okay, I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to put my cutesy clothes on.
I don't want to get piss thrown at me.
I'm going to do my best to be good. And everyone was like, this seems like the real Bridget. She's not a changeling anymore. I think we did it, you guys. I think the piss really helped.
High fives
helped.
All around.
Yeah.
The piss teamwork. Really helped. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But shit took a turn.
Obviously, yes.
When some more relatives came over for tea. And during tea time, Bridget asked for some milk with her tea. And Michael, being all fucking paranoid about her being a fairy, freaked out because apparently fairies crave fresh milk.
Okay, can I say
Girl,
something?
Can anyone have a glass of milk without not being a fairy? Like, come on.
In my world, I want you to know, if I ask for a glass, fairy. Like a glass, if I ask for a glass of milk, Danae,
changeling,
Yeah, because I wouldn't. And I am lactose intolerant. Yes.
But like,
just know if I ever ask for milk, it's done.
He's grasping.
But are other people drinking milk too? So it's right, not just
like,
but they're not being accused. Having
milk with tea is like kind of a normal thing. Like, what's your problem, Michael?
Have you not had half and half?
He's like looking for reasons to be like, you're a fairy. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well, it would be if they weren't having tea and they were just like having drinks or something.
And she just wants to chug some milk?
Sure. Yeah, that's weird. But tea, that's very normal.
Soup's normal.
Probably because I don't drink milk.
So Michael goes into this tailspin.
I'm where sure.
He's again questioning Bridget. And it gets to the point where she gets a little feisty.
Good.
And she supposedly told him, your mother used to go with the fairies, and that is why you think I am going with them. Michael did not like that comment.
Why is that a bad comment? I'm being honest. Like,
because if you go with the fairy, like, it's kind of like you're off in your own little world.
Okay, so she was like, your mom is insane. Kind of thing.
Your maybe? Mom went with the fairies.
Yeah, okay.
So she's kind of like accusing. It's kind of, it's like an 1800s, your mom. You know?
Yeah. Your mom's so.
Yeah. Your mom went with the fairies, and that's why you think I'm.
Hey, you know what,
with the fairies.
Your mom went with the fairies.
How dare you?
My mom's a nice lady.
So Michael's pissed, and he forced Bridget to eat several pieces of bread.
What?
Because remember, apparently fairies don't like bread, which is like, who doesn't like bread?
Yeah. But
okay. And then he violently threw her to the ground. He
what the fuck?
Tore at her clothes, then grabbed a hot stick from the fire and set her dress on fire.
Oh, and shit was flammable. And
like
as back fuck
in
then.
Those days too, like you had like layers of like petticoats.
You weren't just bullshit. like a shirt. I one time spilled hot soup on my lap.
Ow.
And I was able, it was awful. I luckily don't have any scars. You it was like I had just boiled water.
Become ablaze.
I did not. I just boiled water.
Okay.
And I accidentally.
Yeah.
Do you know how fast I got those pants off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In seconds. No, so he literally set her on fire. And then James Kennedy, which was one of the relatives that was there, yelled, for the love of God, don't burn your wife. To which...
Sorry. For the love of God, don't burn your wife.
Yeah, acting. And then Michael replied, she's not my wife. She's an old fairy. Deceiver sent in place of my wife. He then threw kerosene on her body to help the blaze grow. The horrified relatives weren't sure if she was already dead by this point, and Michael kept them back from helping her.
Okay, I was wondering.
He was like holding people back and insisted that she was a changeling and that she had been a changeling for the entire previous week and that he would get his wife back from the fairies. So, delusion all around.
Delulu.
People are scared out of their mind. They just watched someone
burn to death.
Burn to death.
Like one of the most awful ways to like, die. Like,
what the actual fuck?
Oh my God.
So later that night, he buried her in a shallow grave about a quarter mile from their cottage. Michael then spent.
Did anyone. I'm just asking because, like, there was probably, like, all the people who loved her watching. Did anyone, like, say anything to, like, the authorities of the time?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Sorry, that's where I'm like, so, I know it's not like now where you call 911 and you're like, hey, I'd like to report this
right,
psycho.
Right, yeah. So Michael spent the next 3 nights waiting on Kinnegrinna Hill for the fairies to return the true Bridget. He believed she would come galloping through the ring fort on a white horse.
What would you do if you saw, okay, on a white horse?
He'd cut her free and then they'd return home together. As if nothing fucking psycho happened. Obviously, this did not happen because
what?
She's dead as a doornail.
He killed her. Her, like, the actual her.
Yeah.
And I guarantee he was telling people he was, like, excited for her to come back. He was not.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, the townspeople start buzzing.
Good.
They are talking about how Bridget was missing from the Bolden family home. and that they had overheard Michael saying that the fairies had taken his wife. What's even more suspicious is that he then held a vigil for her. So, like, you're not holding a vigil for someone who's alive. You know?
None of this is adding up.
So, police started investigating and searching for Bridget. Witnesses that were there that day came forward to give their statements about the gruesome and shocking details.
I can't even imagine watching that. I cannot even imagine.
Like, horrifying.
Horrifying. Just
so violent.
Disgusting. Yeah, so violent. So violent. Oh my God.
And on March 22nd, Bridget's burnt body was found in the shallow grave that Michael had
dug for her. I was going to ask if it was found.
So. Mm-hmm. They did find her. Mm-hmm. At this point, 9 people had been charged in her disappearance, including her husband, Michael, and her father, Patrick. Duh. So, according to Wikipedia...
Hey, Dad, if Keith wants to burn me alive, I know you're not listening, but don't help him. Thank you.
Yeah, like, kind of fucked up that the dad, like, was there and didn't do shit. Will
haunt the shit out of both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, Ling.
It's just weird her dad's involved.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, like, obviously your husband should not be involved. You know what I'm saying? But, like, your dad?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, according to Wikipedia, legal hearings ran from April 1st through the 6th of 1895.
That sounds like that was a fast turnaround.
Well, yeah, because it's like old time shit. Yeah. Like, it's so not like today where it takes like years, you know?
Yeah.
So a 10th person had been charged and one of the original 9 was discharged at this stage, leaving 9 defendants bound over for trial. The court session began on July 3rd and the grand jury indicted 5 of the defendants for murder. Michael Cleary, Patrick Boland, Mary Kennedy, James Kennedy, and Patrick Kennedy. Okay. All 9 were indicted on charges of quote-unquote wounding, and the case proceeded on to trial.
Okay, I'm going to ask a dumb question. So they were all in the same charges, even though, like, obviously some Michael played...
So I'll get to, like... Everyone okay. after
Do you see why I'm like, wait, trial, why are they all on the same charges?
Different, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They come to a different conclusion. So okay, as part like, of the trial, the jury was actually led out to the storage building where Bridget's body was being held for burial.
Oh, no.
And where it was available for viewing.
Oh, God. Well, so, I know Looky Loos loved watching murder scenes.
Well, this was the jury. Yeah. So the jury were given the opportunity to see the condition of the body and the extent of her injuries, as well as to personally verify that the body was indeed Bridget's by looking upon her face. What the jury witnessed in the outbuilding convinced them of the horrible suffering Bridget had endured prior to her death.
I mean, yeah.
Patrick Kennedy was sentenced to 5 years of penal servitude, which is basically like forced labor.
Okay.
Michael Kennedy was sentenced to 6 months of hard labor. James Kennedy was sentenced to 18 months of hard labor. William Kennedy was sentenced to 18 months of hard labor. And Mary Kennedy was released due to her age and fragility.
How old was she?
It didn't say, but she was old.
35.
Yeah, right. Patrick Boland, the dad, was sentenced to 6 months of hard labor. And Jack Dunn.
Cousin Jack?
Yeah, was sentenced to 3 years of penal servitude. Michael Cleary was found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to 20 years of penal servitude. He spent 15 years in prison. He was released from prison on April 28th of 1910 and moved to the English city of Liverpool. And then later that year, moved to Montreal, Canada in July. I couldn't find any further information on his life in Canada.
He probably tried to lay low.
Yeah. So he probably died there. I don't know. And that is the terrifying story of Bridget Cleary, the woman who is commonly known as the last witch burned in Ireland.
I hate that people are like, well, she was a changeling. And like, it was
It was just people a way like, for people to like have an excuse of like, well, why they killed their... it's valid. Like, she's a changeling. She wasn't like, you know, serving her husband as well as he would have liked. And it's
just...
You know
who the real victim... Or you know up. Who the real villain is in this?
Men? The patriarchy?
Well, the patriarchy is always... But Cousin Jack.
Dude,
because I guarantee Jack, he put that idea in his head. He
planted that seed.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it would have been a hard seed to plant just because like the folklore and the beliefs sure, of but that.
Like, why do you even say that? She brought you stuff. She was probably cold and like on, was like dude. Tired. Like,
what? Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Cousin Jack.
Fucking Cousin Jack.
I don't have a Cousin Jack, but if I did, I'd call him and tell him he sucks. And he'd be like, that wasn't me. And I'm like, well.
Yeah. So basically, it's just a way to be like, she's a witch, but like in a different context. She's a changeling. She's a
changeling.
Kill her. Yeah. Must burn her over a fire. Why does everyone have to
burn?
Like, relax.
Yeah, that is so extra. Well, that's really sad. Yeah. But we'll post what pictures I can find because sometimes like the older ones are hard to find something.
Yeah.
On our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Insta.
Yeah. And then if you have any suggestions or ghost stories or anything to add to the folklore of the Fae, let us know.
Teach at us.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
All right, guys. We really want reviews and ratings if they're 5-star. That's how we get like some traction. So yeah. Please like,
and
please
if you have like feedback, that's we like would love kind. It.
Yes.
Like, I mean, like honest feedback. Like we're open to
I know
like,
I'm annoying. I criticism. Can't change that. Don't tell me I'm annoying. Give us like we have not gotten criticism and I know there's something. I know there's things.
Yeah. Like just let us know.
Yeah.
Email us.
Yeah. And then you can rate us after we change it. But no, we really want ratings and reviews and that's how we get our name out there. We've been doing this for a while. We really enjoy it. We want to keep doing it. But also we have a Facebook, we have a TikTok, just
hit up us.
Yeah.
Hip us up.
Hippo us up.
And, until next time.
Self-care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.